ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Writers' festivals have traditionally been celebrated as a place for free speech, democratic debate, and sometimes really confronting ideas. But more recently, we've seen a string of controversies swamp festivals across the country, with pro-Palestinian protests, high-profile resignations, and calls to cancel some speakers or even ban audience questions. It's pretty fraught, right? Like designing a program, deciding how to have a free discussion without threats to people's ability to have them in a free and safe way. Corey Perkin is a journalist and the director of the Sorrento Writers' Festival, which opens this week. It's a sort of a smaller festival on the Writers' Festival calendar, and she joins us this morning. Welcome.
Hi, PK. Thanks for having me.
Are you concerned about the controversies? We've seen some people call it cancel culture, although that's, you know, used in different ways by different people. But writers' festivals with demands that some people get cancelled?
I get concerned when people become fearful of coming to community sessions and events like writers' festivals. That really worries me. Because, Patricia, it's just so much a part of democracy. It's interesting, this festival last year, as you know, because you were involved with us in a session on the Voice to Parliament back in April last year. We were talking about the forthcoming referendum. That was our pillar last year, really. We sort of focused on this big national moment that was coming in October. And as this year's festival program started to emerge, it became very apparent that democracy and the future of democracy is really a big theme. And so what does that mean? And when you unpack it, the right to free speech and people feeling safe and respected as they say their views, it's fundamental, really, to who we are here in Australia. And, you know, as a kid growing up in Melbourne, my dad and mum used to take us to Speaker's Corner on the Yarra Banks. And you'd walk along there on a Sunday afternoon and there were people, mostly men, literally on a soapbox or some sort of box, talking about their views from everything relating from Vietnam War through to the future of Christianity. And people would listen in a very respectful way. Sometimes there'd be a bit of joshing and perhaps a bit of arguing back. But I just wonder where and when in the last couple of years or few years did we lose our civility in discussing and listening to one another?
How will the festival hold open sessions for audiences to be able to ask whatever questions they want of speakers and authors?
Well, really interesting piece in The Age, and I guess it was the Sydney Morning Herald as well today, by Jane Sullivan, a former Age books editor, when she said, there have been writers' festivals over the years where audiences groan when the questions begin because it's so often somebody in the audience has a soapbox and doesn't ask a question but is making points. But, of course, there are many, many people who have so many interesting things to say, and you can actually walk out of a session feeling quite enlightened by somebody else's perspective. For us last year with our first festival, and having run a lot of book events over many years when I had a bookshop for 12 years and then, of course, as a journo when I've been moderating, it always sort of struck me that if you've got a really extraordinary Australian in the room or a group of them and you only have an hour, sure, and people have paid money to come and listen to them, is that the key purpose here? Is that why people are coming to listen to? Is that the reason why people are there? And if you give away 5 minutes or 10 minutes at the end for question time, that will often go over. So then your whole event for the day is running late. So we made a call last year. We said, look, it's really up to moderators. Get the feel of the room. We're not going to say don't have questions at the end. It's really up to you. But what we did do in every session, and we'll do again this year, is encourage everybody to go downstairs to the pop-up bookshop and meeting area where all writers and speakers will go after each event, and that's where they meet the audiences, and that's where some really, really meaningful chats occurred last year, and we want to do that again this year. So we're not saying ban it. I really trust our moderators. I mean, you were one last year. You did a brilliant job, can I say. It was great. Your session was the best. You know, like it was like the penultimate session of the festival. It ended it, and a lot of thought, and 220 people in the room all agreed. But as you know, moderating is tough. It is hard. You've got to think about the audiences. You've got to think about the speakers on the stage with you. Part of the job is to feel the mood in the room. You've got to be very attuned to people's emotions and responses. And you're also thinking, where are we going from here? What should I be picking up on? How am I running this? So we leave it to the moderators because we trust you guys to make the call. And if you feel there's a chance to have questions at the end, go for it.
Yeah, and sometimes it's okay to say to people, we just can't hear long statements. That's okay. We want to hear questions and provocative ones sometimes are also okay. I mean, I suppose the bigger issue is you say there's been a sort of threat or a shutting down of voices. And I think there has been that. When you ask, though, the people who are trying to shut them down, because I'm really curious about what is the push. They say in the case of, for instance, the war we're seeing in Gaza, we want to, shut down this voice because the voice is so inflammatory in their view or espousing or supporting views that they see as dangerous. How do you kind of balance that? It's been the perennial question, like free speech and provocation.
Well, look, you know, we've thought about this a lot as a committee, particularly since October, but also before the terrible events in Israel in October, and of course the tragedy that's unfolding at the moment in Gaza. Do you actually put on a couple of sessions specifically using these words, which will signal to everybody, this is where we're going with this, and this is going to be a really difficult conversation. Maybe we are being soft as a committee. Maybe I'm being soft as a programmer. But we sort of feel that there are about 20, maybe 30 sessions that we can identify where what's happening in the Middle East is going to be on the agenda. And indeed, some of the speakers have said that they want to touch on these. We're not specifically going to go out and create anxiety or mistrust or anger, because that's what the festival is not about. The festival is a place where we want people to come and share ideas and listen, have the courage to sit in a session that might be a bit difficult. All this kind of angry tone, all this jab, 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 lack of compassion, anger, this is not a place for it, not at our festival. But we're not shirking away, nor are our speakers and moderators, from these really difficult topics. I mean, PK, if you look at our program, you know, one of the first ones on Thursday, Can Faith Heal an Angry World, with former Age editor Michael Gawenda and Greg Sheridan of The Australian. Already the discussion between those two speakers on my email has been extraordinary. This is going to be an amazing session. And yes, they probably will get in the weeds with what's happening in world politics at the moment, particularly the Middle East. The Barry Jones Oration is being delivered by Don Watson. His theme is democracy, but you can bet that it's going to go into some tough territory in the Middle East. Truth, War's First Casualty, with John Lyons, Nick McKenzie, Andrew Quilty and Sally Young. I mean, that's a cracker of a session. America toward the 2024 election. Of course, Israel is going to be on the agenda. But, we want people to come to these sessions and not feel disrespected or that we are provoking in any way. And the most important thing in a big community event, of course, is everyone's safety, security, and just fostering a sense of mutual regard and respect.
Lovely to talk to you. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Patricia. Thanks, everyone.
Cori Perkin is a journalist and the director of the Sorrento Writers' Festival. It runs from this Thursday to Sunday on the Mornington Peninsula, which is southeast of Melbourne.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.